Let's continue. So I have here today another sefer called Higyoni HaParsha. We've used this many times in the past. It's a Chelek Bereishis. I never remember the names of the Mechabrim. It's by Rabbi Aryeh David Wasserman. On Parashas Vayigash, he has a chapter. He has, in fact, two chapters. Two chapters on Tfilas HaDerech. First chapter, pretty much what we did yesterday. A good bulk of what we did, even though I didn't even realize he had material on Tfilas HaDerech, there's a lot of overlap. The second chapter is different. Second chapter, he has a different focus. So let's go through some of the ideas. First idea, let me just point out some ideas. Tfilas HaDerech is very popular in Chamish Chumshei Torah. We find that Yaakov Avinu was mispalel Tfilas HaDerech. Where do we find this? Im yiyeh Elokim imodi ushmarani baderech hazeh asher onochi holeich. Hashem will guard me on this road that I travel. What? This is Tfilas HaDerech. When Yaakov Avinu went, he was running away from Esav. He was going to Lavan. So he comes to Beisel. He's traveling to Lavan. He makes the statement, if Hashem, you will be good to me. Those are the additional psukim. There's a whole collection of additional psukim. Okay. Can I the truth is we say Tfilas HaDerech every Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. Vayehi bin Soharon vayoyim Moshe kumo Hashem v'yafutzu oivecha v'yenusu mitzanecha v'ponecha. What more is there to Tfilas HaDerech than that pasuk? And we don't say that pasuk actually in Tfilas HaDerech.
No.
We're traveling. Whenever Klal Yisrael travels, whenever an individual travels, it's an ein. It's a dogma of travel. The Jew, the wandering Jew in the Midbar. The wandering Jew in the Midbar, when they traveled, they recited this pasuk. Moshe was mispalel that the enemies, our enemies, should disperse.
It's
the same as you want to save yourself from the enemies, they should instill their fear. So again, we have another example of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the third example in Tanakh is Ezra. When Ezra when he collected all of the Jews that were willing to make Aliyah to come back and rebuild the Bayis Sheni, he actually said, "Vo'ekra shamtzam." I call for there on that day a fast day, and the psukim go on to say, "Lehisanos lefnei Elokeinu, levakesh mimenu derech yeshara." So it's explicit that Ezra, in preparation for returning to Eretz Yisrael and rebuilding Bayis Sheni, he was mispalel something which is similar to our Tfilas HaDerech. Okay, now the main topic we're going to discuss today is... Okay, the main topic we're going to discuss today is where to say Tfilas HaDerech. We learned yesterday the ideal in the simplest time and moment to mispalel Tfilas HaDerech is right before you begin to travel. You wake up, you're on the road, you're about to depart. As you begin to travel, until the distance of the first parsa is the moment that is ideal to be mispalel Tfilas HaDerech. However, we find that many Gedolim did not recite it at that point in time. They included it within their davening. You mentioned this yesterday.
I know people who literally, as they pulled out at a driving place,
yeah,
they got clipped by a car and they wrecked the car just as they were pulling.
Even before they pulled out, so they said it before. So when
so you should say before you get.
Before you get, when do you say? You say it during. You say it during davening.
Because we don't travel the same way that they used to.
Okay, that's another issue. But you say, in other words, the point is you say it during Shachris. Where would you say the Tfilas HaDerech? If you're planning on traveling, 12 o'clock, you're leaving. 12 o'clock, you have a 2 o'clock flight, and you're heading to the airport at 12 o'clock. Car service coming through at 12 o'clock. And you're going to Arizona, you're going to California, you're going wherever you're going. So Shachris, at 7 o'clock in the morning, you dive in the 7 o'clock minyan, 10 to 7, you dive in Shachris. During the Tfilah of Shachris is the time when you should say Tfilas HaDerech. Now, where would you recite Tfilas HaDerech in your Shachris prayer? So there are many minhagim. The first one to record such a minig is the Maram Rattenberg. The Maram Rattenberg was asked by his Talmidim, where should he asked and said him in a letter, when should we recite Tfilas Haderech? So he recites, I'll tell you what I do. I recite Tfilas Haderech during, in the middle of Birchas HaShachar. The 18 brachos, Shemnasan Lasech Vivina Lahavchim Vayim Veloyla, Shloya Sani Goy, Shloya Sani Ov, Shloya Sani Isha, Bokeh Rivim. Yeah, so in the middle of those brachos somewhere, just throw it in. Just when you hear out, in the middle of Nech Hashem, that I should be, whatever the Nusach is, I should, you should protect me when I go. Tadricheni Lashalom Vesad, Sideni Lashalom Vesad, Vicheni up to a place of peace. Vechul, Vechul, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shemea Tefila. I incorporated by the Nusach of Tfilas Haderech in the Birchas HaShachar. Now the question is, why would the Meram Rattenberg say such a thing to include a Bedavka during the Birchas HaShachar? So the first major issue is, why doesn't Tfilas Haderech begin with a Baruch? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and then continue, let me see if I could find it, Tfilas Haderech, they have it here in the Birchas HaShachar. Shachas? After benching?
Look in the front.
The brachos are immediately followed by a very similarly structured bracha.
Can the tefillos?
Yes.
Oh, you have to for that. Okay. Here's Tfilas Haderech. Thank you very much. Very good. Okay, so the tefillah, the way it begins is, you hear outside the Lefanecha, this is from the Nusach of the Gemara. It's not exactly Hashem Elokeinu Chavaseinu Shetoli Cheinu Lishalom. Okay, in this Nusach, it's written B'loshen Rabim. We discussed this yesterday. Yesterday our focus was, is Tfilas Haderech asking permission, or is Tfilas Haderech a prayer for protection? If it's to ask permission, then you would read it B'loshen Yochid. If you're asking for protection from Sakana, you would read B'loshen Rabim. So the standard Nusach is B'loshen Rabim. That's why Shetoli Cheinu Lishalom Vesatz Ideinu Lishalom. That means our steps be in peace. This mechenu l'shalom, you should support us in peace. V'chulu v'chulu, and then it ends off. Bokiato kikel shomer tefila v'sachnu n'mata. Now, in your little thing that you gave me, it says Baruch Ato Hashem shomer tefila. The question is: this is the question that all of the commentators ask. Why doesn't tefila saderech
stop?
Okay, why doesn't it begin Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Mel? Something along the Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu. There's no Kiddushanu, but I'm not sure how you would formulate it. But you would formulate it with the beginning, where you begin with Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, being that it is a mitzvah. You would say Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvos HaVitzivanu, to be mevakesh from you HaKadosh Baruch Hu protection when we travel on this road. Since this is a Gemara, a Masechta Brachos, on Daf Chav Gimel, and the Gemara says that you're supposed to ask. Eliyahu HaNavi, in fact, told one of the Amorayim, Sal Chasida, he told him that when you go on the road, you should be mispalel. So this appears to be, it's recorded in the Gemara, it's a mitzvah midrabban that a person should do this. So it's therefore you should say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvos HaVitzivanu. You've commanded us that when we go on a road, we should pray to you for protection. And then you say the entire Nusach. It's a very long bracha. You ask for many things in the bracha. So the structure of bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tefila. You conclude with Shemeya Tefila. Yet the bracha is not Poseach with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. This is a very serious question, because any real bracha must begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. And don't tell me that it's not a real bracha, because the proof is, the conclusion is Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tefila. Since the bracha includes Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tefila, it's no different than Shemona Esrei. In Shemona Esrei, the 13th bracha, the end of the middle of the 13th brachas, we conclude Shema Kaleinu Hashem Elokeinu Chus Rachel and the Kabbalah. Rachamim v'chulu v'chulu Baruch Atah Hashem Shemaya Tefillah. No one's going to tell you that the bracha of Shema Kaleinu is not a full-fledged bracha. It counts towards the one. Oh, so that's the answer. That's the for opening. That's the opening degree of this concept. Is that the reason why Shema Kaleinu and all of the brachos in Shemona Esrei do not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem is because it's a bracha hasmucha lichaverta. We start with Shemona Esrei with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokeinu Avoseinu. We start with that Baruch Atah Hashem is the opening for all of the brachos which follow to the very end. So therefore, when you come to the bracha of Shema Kaleinu, you does not have to say Baruch Atah Hashem. But when you recite Tfilas Aderech and you recite it as a standalone bracha, we don't have smucha lechaverita. We have this major difficulty, and it appears what he records here, as many mefarshim they record this, they took this problem to be a very serious problem. Where is the opening part of the bracha? And therefore, to rectify this problem, it became the custom of many gedolim is that you should include the Tfilas Aderech. You should join it to another bracha. So one is a good place to include in Birchas HaShachar. In Birchas HaShachar, you say Birchas Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hashem Nasan Lasev Yil Hafchem Yim Avein Laila, and then right away you say Yirotzay Melufanach Hashem Elokeinu Levaseinu Shetolicheinu L'Shalom V'Chulu V'Chulu, and then Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tefila, and then proceed Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shlosh Anigoy. So you should take the first time you have an opportunity to make a bracha in the morning. You shouldn't forget. Birchas HaShachar, simply from the Rami Ramberg, is just the beginning of a series of brachas. I guess you make in Tfilas Yadayim, those are not really part of davening, because that you make when you get up in the morning, you wash your hands, and you go to the Beis HaKiseh. So when you begin to recite the Birchas HaShachar, so right away, the first opportunity of bracha, smuchu lechaverta, you should recite this. Now, other commentators say that it's a mistake. That when the Rami Ranberg said you should include in Birchas HaShachar, he never meant that it should be said after in the middle of the 18 brachas. What he meant was you should say it precisely after the last bracha of Hagoymel Chasodim Tovim Liamo Yisrael. You say then we know we do say one Yihiratzon, right? Yihiratzon Shetatzileni Hayom V'Chol Yom Me'Azif Anu Me'Azponim, and then. Then you should say the Yiratz of Tfilas Aderech. It should be joined specifically next to Goymel Chasodim Toivim Liamo Yisrael, because Tfilas Haderech is Nichlal in Gemil, the Gemilas Chasodim of the Ribbono Shel Olam.
In other words, it also has kind of a similar structure to.
But this is a very interesting point. It's a very interesting idea. There's one concept of bracha smucha lechaverita. But when you want to go one notch higher, it's a bracha smucha lechaverita where the two brachas are related in concept. There's a relationship. From all of the brachas of the entire day, which bracha is the most related, is the most similar? Under which bracha would you put Tfilas Aderech? So it says over here, I think, who says this? The Shlosh says this maybe? They build up on the Prisha, maybe it's the Prisha, or the Tor. They say that you should say it's bedafka nichlal in gemilas chasodim, hagomel chasodim tovim liamo Yisrael. Part of Hashem's chasodim protects us even when we travel. Okay, so we have so far two different ideas. Either any way you want, you can say it, or you can say it bedafka after gemilas chasodim. Now the Mishnah Berurah seems to take issue with this approach. And he goes back, a lot of the commentators they discuss, I do not have all the names, I can't remember all the names of what everyone says. There's Rabbeinu Yoina, there's Nachlas David, there's a Prisha, there is the Tor, but from all of them comes out, one of the problems is that the only time the Marame Ranberg said that you can say Tfilas Aderech during davening is only when you're going to begin your trip immediately the moment you finish davening. And sometimes you're going to be davening while you're traveling. In other words, you're in a caravan, you're on a train, you're on a plane, and while you're actually traveling, you're actually davening. So then, since already you're traveling and you're davening, and there is a fundamental difficulty with Tfilas Aderech that does not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So then you can combine all of these things together. It should be a Baruch HaSmucha Lechaverita because you're traveling. But if you are planning to travel 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you're davening now at 6:45, and you're at Shachris, and you're first going to come home, and you're going to have breakfast, you're going to read the news, you're going to go online, you're going to do some business, you're going to go some shopping, and then at 12 o'clock you're first going to go begin your trip. There's too much of a hefsek between the time that you have recited the Tefillas HaDerech, Bracha Simon L'Chaverta, and your journey, and then it becomes a Bracha Levatala. For you to say Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah, there's much of a gap. And if you carefully read the words of the Maram Ehrenberg, he only said that you could make the Bracha when, like he was in Mai, where he was traveling immediately. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah discusses this very briefly, this whole different debate of the Maram Ehrenberg and what would the Hefsek, and the Mishnah Berurah concludes that you should not. If you're not planning to travel immediately, do not recite Tefillas HaDerech Hashem Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah at the middle of Birchas HaShachar because of the Hefsek. So what should you do? So the Mishnah Berurah does seem to say that indeed it is a problem. It's in the Birchas HaVerta. So he says you should go to the Beis HaKiseh. You go to the Beis HaKiseh and you make Asher Yotzar, Refei Chol Botzor Mafli La'asos, and then you say Yihi Ratzon. So she brocha smuch lechaverta. Even though going to the Beis HaKiseh Asher Yotzar has nothing to do with Tfilas HaDerech, but you're right. You don't have the Maila. You don't have the Maila of combining together things that are related, Gemilas Chasodim, with Tfilas HaDerech. But at least you have a brocha smuch lechaverta. He also says that you don't have to go to the Beis HaKiseh, so make a bricha shahakol. Take something to eat. Take something to eat, and then now that also is problematic because it also is a hefsek. Because if you take something to eat, you have to be toying. You make a shahakol. You can't just say another bracha. You have to shahakol. You have to be toying. You have to eat something. Take a drink. Take something to eat, or even brachas hareah. You make a bracha on besamim. Borei mine besamim. You have to smell the besamim. Now, when you're going to resume and say yihi ratzon, it's no longer called the bracha smuch lechaverta. Because being toying after you make a shahakol, or even smelling something after you make a bar neighbor samim, constitutes a hefsek between the bracha and the bracha smuch lechaverta of the yihi ratzon. So it's not going to be a good solution. Now, what? So then there is no hefsek going to Beis HaKiseh. So these are some of the issues. Now another solution is to include it in Shema Koleinu. Because in Shema Koleinu, you're not going to, this is something Gedolim have discussed, if you're planning to go travel later in the day, 12 o'clock in the day, I'm going to travel, or even if you're traveling right away, so since the bracha of Tefillas HaDerech concludes Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tefillah, so it's exactly the same thing as Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tefillah you say in the Shemona Esrei. So just take the Holy Hiratzon Kiyata, and before you wind down Kiyata Shemeya Tefillah Kol Pe'amcha Yisrael Barachamim, before you say those words, say in the middle of the Shemona Esrei in the Baruch of Shema Koleinu Yihi Ratzon, and then when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tefillah, you're not adding an additional Baruch Atah Hashem, because anyway you're going to say Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah, that's the nusach of the Baruch of Shemei Tefillah, and you're just adding in a Yihi Ratzon for you're planning to do later on in the day, so you're accomplishing the best. You're saying the Shem Hashem Baruch Atah Hashem, you're saying it during Tefillah, and it's part of the Shemona Esrei, so that would seemingly be ideal. Here's the only problem. The only problem is, what happens if the Shevet Halevi, this is a very classic truth from the Shevet Halevi from Wozna, discusses this. What happens if, guess what? The flight has been canceled. Change of plans. Right? You plan to go away to California, you daven shachris, you add the holy Yihi Ratzon, the elaborate Yihi Ratzon into the brach of Shema Koleinu, and Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tefillah, you come home, it's now 7:35, you arrive home, and your wife says, we're not going nowhere.
The
flight is canceled. The weather is no good in California, the flight is canceled. So now, so you know what that means? The flight is canceled, so my Tefillas HaDerech was in vain. My addition.
Not knowing.
So now what's the problem? The problem is, okay, I have to go back to shul and daven Shmona Esrei again, because I was mafsik. Let me give you a shayla. Let me ask you a classic shayla. Let's say you say Yale V'Yava on a day when it's not Rosh Chodesh. A lot of people after Chanukah have this problem. Autopilot, right? 8 days of Chanukah, you're on autopilot, you're saying Al Hanisim. It took 8 days in order to get into the routine of saying Al Hanisim. So now it's the 9th day of Chanukah, and you said Al Hanisim. Or you said Yal Aviyavo. Do you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei? It's Machlekes HaPoskim. Some places consider that if you say Yal Aviyavo in a day when you're not supposed to Yal Aviyavo, or you say Al Hanisim, or you say any addition that does not belong in the Shemona Esrei, you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei, because since it does not belong there, it's a hefsek. So it's just like you had a conversation, a telephone conversation, in the middle of the middle of you anonymously take a cell phone in the middle of Shemona Esrei. I've seen this, and have a conversation in the middle of Shemona Esrei. You just can't continue where you left off. You have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. So this is a machlokes hapoiskim. So, now on the other hand, halacha l'maisa, we do not paskin like this. We're very generous. We're very generous, and we paskin halacha l'maisa, if you add in Yal Aviyavo, or you add in Al Hanisim on a day when you're not supposed to say this, you do not have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. You made a mistake.
If you learn saying after I say Shemay Tshuva, you say Amalach HaKadosh or something.
Well, that's a different thing. Right. That's a nusach. That's a shini in the actual chasima. But let's say you add in Yal Aviyavo. It's a machlokes hapoiskim. Halacha l'maisa school make you do not need to repeat the Shemona Esrei. So therefore, let's now just make believe we're from the Machmirim. You do need to repeat the Shemona Esrei. So here is a dilemma. If you decide to say Tfilas HaDerech in the middle of Shema Koleinu, and then later in the day you cancel your plans at 12 o'clock, you cancel your plans, that basically means that your davening this morning had an addition that did not belong there, and according to the opinion that says that you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei when you say Yal Leviyavo, you should now have to repeat the Shemona Esrei because you had an addition. This was the shaila that was presented to the Shevet Halevi. So he says Takas, a good shaila. And it does make a lot of sense that would be a very good reason why a person should not add Tfilas HaDerech into a Shemona Esrei when you plan on traveling later in the day, and there is a possibility that your plans will change, and that will automatically cause retroactively your Shemona Esrei to be in vain, and will then mean if it's past the Zman, you'll have to daven a double mincha. To Shemona Esrei, but he says it's not really a problem because the prayer that you should have a safe journey is not as much of a hefsek as saying Yal Leviyavo. Yal Leviyavo on a day that it's not Rosh Chodesh is total nonsense. It's not Rosh Chodesh today. What are you saying? But when a person says, Hashem, I want to travel. If you're not going to travel today, you'll travel tomorrow. If you're not going to travel to California, you'll travel to the grocery store. You'll travel to the barber shop. You'll travel somewhere. It's not considered a degree of hefsek like the degree of, so therefore that is not an issue. So therefore it does appear to be a very good idea to say the Tfilas HaDerech when you know that you're coming to travel on a day. It is a very good idea. You take over the problem of a Berachas Milah Chaverta and you include it within the Shemona Esrei. Also within, it's another thing, another big topic of discussion, that it appears from the Rambam holds you're not supposed to ever say Tfilas HaDerech, which takes us to the next topic. The Rambam, that was a very running out very quickly, but around the, here's the next topic. There are really two Gemaras. There are two different Tfilas. There's a Gemara Masech, the Brachas Daf Samach, and a Gemara Daf Chav Gimel. The Daf Samach, the Gemara talks about various Tfilas a person should make when they enter and leave a city. When a person comes into a city, you traveled and you've arrived at your destination. Before you step into the walls of a city, the Gemara there has a very elaborate bracha. He rotsa milfanecha, that I'm coming into the city, you should protect me, my coming should be in peace, my leaving should be in peace, and no one should harass me, no one should kill me, no one should steal from me. There's an elaborate bracha. And when you leave the city, you're supposed to say, Ribbono shel Olam, thank you so much for allowing me to survive. I'm leaving in peace, and everything is intact, I've come with all of my assets, everything is fine and good. The Rambam, now these are two different tefillahs. There's a tefillah you say when you travel, and there's a tefillah you say when you enter and leave a city. The Rambam, this is a major mystery in the Rambam. This is a major topic in the sugya of Tfilas Haderech. Without learning this topic, it's incomplete. The Rambam records the nusach of the bracha with the shay, with the whole tefillah, the tefillah you make when you enter a city and the tefillah you make when you leave a city. And according to most commentators, it refers to a city where there's no law and order. It doesn't mean if you come to a city where there's a government that you don't make this tefillah, because then you have a right to assume it. It means you come into a place where it's the Wild West. Okay, you go out to the Wild West, there's no Chechnya. If you go travel to Chechnya, right, I imagine there it's not a fun place to be. Or you travel to Syria today, okay, where ISIS is hanging out, it's not a fun place to be, where there's no law and order, then you say, but you go into the book, but the Rambam actually records the Nusach HaTfilah of what you should say when you enter a city and what you should say when you leave a city. And yet nowhere in the Rambam does he record the bracha to make when you travel on the road. If the Rambam would not say none of the above, we'll leave them both out. So you come up with a reason why the Rambam doesn't make mention. Of course, he's supposed to daven, he's supposed to say Tfilas Haderech, he's supposed to say the tefillah when you come into the city, when you leave the city. But the fact that the Rambam went through the effort of recording the bracha you make, the tefillah you make when you enter and you leave the city, and omitted the tefillah you make when you travel on the road, raises all the alarms. Why did the Rambam leave out of his Chibur Mishneh Torah the inyan of Tfilas Haderech? And don't answer me that of course the Rambam holds you should make Tfilas Haderech, but the Rambam is not in the business of telling you every little detail of your life, because the Rambam did go through the effort and tell you the bracha you make when you enter and leave the city, which the bracha which we don't make business altogether anymore, because we live in Baruch Hashem in cities that are safe and secure. So what's going on? So many want to say a tremendous. Everyone struggles with this to no end, and they have many, many answers. And today, halacha l'maisa, and many want to suggest that the Rambam holds that you don't say halacha is paskening that you don't recite Tfilas Haderech, and the question is why. So one answer we want to give is a lot of fascinating answers. We anyway say Tfilas Haderech every single day with the bracha Hamechin Mitzadei Gover. Every single day we say B'Shem U'Malchus Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kidim El Cholam Asher Heichin Mitzadei Gover. You have prepared the footsteps of man. The Rambam actually alludes to this, that bracha, see, the Gemara, when the Gemara was recording Ben Tfilas Haderech, the Gemara was not yet recording all the Birchas HaShachar. Well, the Machlekes, some Amoraim did say Birchas HaShachar, some did say Birchas HaShachar, some are different versions of Birchas HaShachar. Basically, they want to learn in the Rambam, some of the comments want to learn in the Rambam, the Rambam holds the bracha of Asher Heichin Mitzadei Gover is the bracha of Tfilas Haderech, and indeed Chazal have incorporated this into the Nusach HaTfilah every single day with a psicha and a psicha, and therefore to now recite a new tefillah, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tfilah, would be superfluous and redundant, and therefore it's not to be done. And what is Nogei Lachol Maisa? Many poets can therefore advise that if you're not saying Tfilas Haderech and Shemon Esher, you should not say Hashem's name. Baruch Atah Shomei HaTfilah, or Baruch Shomei HaTfilah, do not eat Hashem's name, because who says you should say Tfilas Haderech all together? The Rambam left it out, because we already say Tfilas Haderech, we make the bracha Asherecha Mitzadei Gover. There are other answers. Another popular answer is that this Gemara, this requirement of saying Tfilas Haderech, was said to Rabbi, one of the Amorayim, by who? By Eliyahu Hanavi. Elio met Salah Hasida, and he said to him, before you go on the road, Imloch, you should consult, you should take permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go travel. So, being that Elio Hanavi was the one that instructed Torah Lav Bashamayim, we don't take anything Elio Hanavi said into Shulchan Aruch. It's a nice thing to do for people who are Mekubalim on a very high Madrega, but for the average man, you don't accept the Psak Halacha in the Gemara that was issued by Elio Hanavi. Another answer we discussed yesterday is, what?
Sotekum.
Tishbi. Another answer is that the Gemara we mentioned yesterday, that according to Rashi holds that Tfilas HaDerech is not a prayer to be protected from danger. Tfilas HaDerech is asking Hashem, it's a Derech Eretz. You ask Hashem permission. I'm now about to travel on a leisurely trip. I want to ask you permission, may I do so? How do you know if Hashem's going to grant you permission? So you start to say the prayer, and you see how it goes. If it's smooth, if the words flow from your mouth, then you know that Hashem has granted you permission. There is no one today living in this time, in time of the Rambam, that's on a madrega to make that determination that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pleased with your decision. So therefore, don't even try. Don't bother Bizman HaZeh saying this tefillah. Others want to say is that the tefillah Saderech Bizman HaZeh, this is an amazing idea. This really opens up a whole new world. Is, you know, tefillah Saderech is the Rabbi Eliyahu Navi told him he asked permission from Hashem. If you're on a madrega to speak to Hashem directly, very good. That's tefillah Saderech. If you're not on that madrega, which no one is, go to your local rabbi. Go to your rav, go to your madrich, and tell them your plans. And ask them, do you think it's a good idea? What does Das Torah say about this? What do you say, is it a good idea? And they say, yes, I think you need a vacation. Go, and I give you my blessing. Go, be successful, rejuvenate, refresh yourself. That is the Tfilas HaDerech. By going, the Gemara's example was where Elio said, before you go, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're on a madrega, the Tfilas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not on a madrega, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Tfilas HaDerech Bizman HaZeh is not reciting the Nusach on the card. The Tfilas HaDerech Bizman HaZeh is the Derech Eretz, that before you leave to go away, you go to the rabbi and say, I'm going on a trip, I'm going to Eretz over 2 weeks. I want to say goodbye. I want to let you know that I'm going. Please give me a bracha. I should be safe. I should have a safe trip. And the rabbi says, Gesunde Heit, go.
Take me along.
Go and be well and have a safe trip. That's Tfilas HaDerech. It's not for you to say Tfilas HaDerech. It's for someone to give you a bracha that you should have a safe. And that's really what the Gemara says. So therefore, don't make a bracha. That's the ikar. So then on the day that you're putting on traveling, when you say the bracha in the morning, you should have kavana. And then when you do say later on, when you get on the plane, you say halacha l'maisa. Many advise you should not say baruch atah Hashem. You should say baruch atah shemei atefila, unless you have a mesorah that you should say Hashem's name.